Although the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about some of the reward that the person who observed Siyam, fasting during the month of Ramadan, he would receive. For instance, Al-Bukhari and Muslim reported that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih." He or she who observes fasting during the month of Ramadan with faith while seeking the reward from Allah, he will have his past sins forgiven. And also Abu Sa'id narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, "Ma min 'abdin yasumu yawman fi sabilillah illa ba'ada Allah bidhalika al-yawm wajhahu 'an an-nar 70 kharifa." Every slave of Allah who observes siyam, fasting, for one day for the sake of Allah, Allah will draw his face farther from hellfire to the extent of a distance to be covered in 70 years. This is if you fast one day for the sake of Allah, not necessarily even during the month of Ramadan. So imagine how much the reward will be for those who will fast the month of Ramadan with faith while they're seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, brothers and sisters, during this month, we pray Taraweeh. And whoever pray the nights of Ramadan on the basis of faith and seeking the pleasure of Allah, his past sins are forgiven. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said. During the month of Ramadan, you eat your suhoor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the authentic narration, Allah prays those who eat suhoor during the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his mercy and forgiveness upon them. And those who break their fast on the time, on the exact time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. Brothers and sisters, during this month, we do a lot of dua, a lot of supplications. And this act of worship, a dua itself, something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. During this month, so many Muslims pay their zakats. They give a lot of charities. And this is the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during this month. And he will be the most generous during the month of Ramadan. The third point, brothers and sisters, I would like to mention in this lecture, and it should help us to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan ever, to realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor upon you by choosing you to be among the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor upon us that He gave us this month to fast and to worship Him during this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept this month all these years only for us, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other nations before us were requested to fast during the month of Ramadan as we've been requested. Some scholars said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed fasting the month of Ramadan upon Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, and other nations. But there is no proof for that. We know for sure, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that He prescribed fasting upon the nations before us. But their fasting was in a different way, in a different manner than our fasting. The way we fast, it's a very special way of fasting in a very special days, in a very special month. It's the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept this month all these years. He didn't give this month for all these previous nations before us. He guided you to this month. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever been thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guided you and guided me to fast this month, the month of Ramadan? Brothers and sisters, by realizing this fact, we will try our best to be the best during this month. Number four, brothers and sisters, we should also remember the reasons and the wisdom behind fasting. Fasting in Arabic language means al-imtina', to abstain from something. When you are fasting, you abstain yourself from consuming solid and liquids and from sexual relations with our spouses. If you think about this, you will see that we abstain ourselves from doing things are lawful. We can do it in the night. We can do it in other days which we are not fasting. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to abstain ourselves from these lawful things? Because if you can abstain yourself and control yourself and stop yourself from doing what is lawful, what is halal, that means it's much easier to stop yourself from doing what is haram. If you can have control over yourself not to drink or to eat what is handy and what is lawful, such as water or date or milk, and not to have a sexual relationship with the one who is next to you, living with you in the same house, your wife or your husband, you should have more control over yourself in the regular days, in other occasions, to stop yourself from eating or drinking what is haram, or to have a forbidden relationship with anyone who is not related to you.